447 WDEV, AM and FM, WDEVradio.com. Let's go out to the phone line, bring up my guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff. They're in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and they're over in Swanton as well. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. No matter what you are doing, whether it be a home improvement project just on the weekend or you're a licensed contractor, they've got stuff for you that can help make your next project a whole lot easier, from tools and just general know-how as well from all of their staff. Kyle, how are you?
I am doing good. I'm glad that I am inside. I had a lot of people that came inside today to get nice and warm and just poke around and get some last-minute gift ideas, but everybody obviously was making a comment about how winter is officially here, and I think this time it's going to stay.
Yeah, it certainly is. Let's get the logistics out of the way first. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve, Wednesday is Christmas Day, and then Thursday obviously is day after Christmas. Take me through the schedule or any hour changes over the next couple of days.
So tomorrow on Christmas Eve, the St. Albans location is open regular hours, so we're open until 4:30. Some of the satellite, the other stores are going to be maybe changing their hours depending on customer volume. So if you have any questions about that, just give a call to your local store. We are closed Christmas Day and back to business as usual the day after. So, like I said, the St. Albans location will be open tomorrow until 4:30. With any other questions, just call your local store.
All right, there you go. What should we know here? Again, you mentioned final last-minute holiday shopping. Gift cards are always an option, but anything else that's been particularly popular so far?
So everyone, I think for the most part, has gotten their bigger stuff out of the way. So we had a lot of people coming in today looking for stocking stuffers. So they were getting, you know, like little cans of, WD-40, hand warmers, toe warmers, stuff like that, little stocking stuffers. We did have a lot of customers that were coming in today, obviously, for hand warmers and toe warmers because they were going to use them today. But, yeah, people were coming in after those last-minute little gift ideas. Gift cards are doing really well also. Especially if you have someone who's hard to gift and you don't really know what they want or what they need or what project they're working on, get them a gift card and it'll cover it all.
We just spoke to Roger Hill a little while ago. We could see as much as 10 inches in some parts of the state. Reminds me, shovels, salt, pet-friendly alternatives to salt, things like that. You guys have all that as well?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we've got it stacked deep. We did some pre-ordering, so a lot of our rock salt lands earlier in the season so that we get away with the regular trucking rush and availability rush, so we know what we have. So all locations are stocked deep on rock salt, sand, tube sand, things like that to get you through the winter. But yeah, like I said before, I said that stuff is definitely better to get ahead of time instead of, oh, by the way, I'm stuck in my driveway and can't get out and could really use a bag of sand or a bag of salt. Always grab a couple extras and keep them where you know they are at your home.
Kyle, anything else we should know about?
I hope everybody has a great holiday. Definitely drive safe tomorrow and the days leading up to it. I know a lot of people are traveling for the holiday, but, you know, throw that extra bag of sand in your car. You never know when you're going to need it, and just stay safe on the roads.
Kyle, have a great holiday to you and yours and everyone at all of our Six and Stuff locations, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and Swanton, as well as Rouse's Point, New York, as well, one of your newer locations. And we do appreciate your time every week, and we'll catch up again in 7 days.
Okay, everybody, have a great holiday and a great, safe new year.